We're good?
I can see that.
Then a motion to come out of recess into public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will have motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this point, I'll read the rules of procedure for our county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotypes concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And, Mr. President, the first hearing this afternoon is change of zone number 1853 for BB Healthcare. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an I1 institutional district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewiston and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 19.9136 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Warrington Road, approximately 107 feet south of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 125. The 911 address was not available. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on August 9th. At that time, were submitted into the record an exhibit booklet, some staff comments, a staff analysis. We also received several letters of support that were introduced as part of that record. At that time, they deferred for further consideration. At their August 23rd meeting, they did recommend approval of the change of zone from AR1 to I1 for reasons 1 through 7. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions from council? If not, Mr. Gibbs.
Mr. President, members of council, I'm Rob Gibbs. I'm an attorney with Morris James, Wilson, Hubbard, and Byard. Here today representing BB Medical Center, which trades these days as BB Healthcare, on change of zone number 1853. I'd like to introduce BB representatives that are here with us today, Alex Sidner, who is President of External Affairs and the CFO, and Tracy Snyder, who's the project manager on this project. So they're here today to answer any very specific questions the council may have proposed to Beebe. And with me also is the engineer, Michael Ryman, professional engineer. Can we put up, is it the surrounding communities map? Is that the one that's up? That's good. Okay, thank you. I put the surrounding communities map up first because that was one that was submitted during the hearing below, and it's not in your book, but it was submitted because it's very comprehensive in its location vis-a-vis the communities in the area. The property is, as was stated, 19.91 acres. It's located on the northeast, and I do reference my executive summary, which said northwest. I was a little confused at that point. It is on the northeast corner of the intersection of Route 24, which is John J. Williams Highway. A boundary survey. Okay. A boundary survey is tab 2.2 in your book and is up on the screen. Prepared by Becker Morgan, one of the exhibits. And a copy of the aerial photograph is on the next screen, shows the site. This property abuts other Beebe Medical Center property to the north, which is the site of two existing medical buildings, which include the Beebe Walk-In Care and the Tunnel Cancer Center, and numerous privately owned medical offices in the Rehoboth Arts Center. It's bounded to the southeast by lands of Herola Family, LLC, which endorsed this application. It's also across the road from the Townsend lands, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company lands, to the southwest across Road 1D, and to the north of the property are multiple property zones, C1 and B1. This also abuts the Arbor Lynn subdivision. The current zoning, as was stated, is agricultural residential, and the current use of the property is as an agricultural farm. The proposed use, I believe, is the first application for the new I zoning, which was put into ordinance recently. And for the record, I guess I'd like to reference at this point the zoning application, which is in tab 2.1 of the application notebook. The notice and notice of prior hearing in this hearing are in the file. I won't waste time with those. It was previously granted back in 2005 a conditional use for professional medical office complex. That was not carried through, but it is very similar to the application we're making here today under the I-1 zone. The proposed use is medical services, and the I-1 zone specifically includes hospitals, medical clinics, independent assisted living, intermediate care, extended care, long-term care, and graduate care facilities, and surgical centers. Beebe's plans are not completely confirmed as to the very specific use of the property, but it would likely include a surgical center, and all of the uses would fall within the allowable uses in the zone. I'd like to turn it over at this point to Mr. Ryman to run through some of the other exhibits, and he'll be addressing specifically the Delbot matters and others.
Thanks. Good afternoon. As Mr. Gibbs said, my name is Mike Ryman. For the record, my address is 309 South Governors Avenue. We are the project civil engineers for the project. So just want to go through some of these exhibits to start, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the Delbot interactions that we've had, of which there have been many. So the existing zoning map, as you see here, you can see the site located here. As Mr. Gibbs had stated, this adjacent property zoned AR1, however, has institutional medical uses in use on that particular property. And you can see all of the red, which show various CR1, C1 commercial uses in the vicinities, and then some adjacent MR as well. So we do believe that the I zone, which was one of the new zones created by the county, is consistent in this particular location. Again, this really just is showing existing land use. We've kind of hit on that, highlighting the cyan color, which is the institutional. So what we are proposing within the I zone is consistent with the adjacent use of the property. And this is just showing belt lands. This is the state strategies map. What this is showing is that this site is within level 2 of the state strategies map, which promotes high quality, which is a transition area between level 1 and open space, open, less populated areas. Strategies support and encourage wide range of uses and densities and promote other transportation options and services to promote a sense of community. So we are within the Office of State Planning's investment level 2 in this area. Which also promotes high-quality employers on sites close to infrastructure, with the idea being that we need to have employers close to where infrastructure is existing or planned. We'll get into that in a little bit. DLDOT. So mentioned some conversation with DLDOT. We have submitted the service level evaluation request form. It's in your book, tab, I want to say 3.3. And DLDOT has responded to that and has said that a traffic study is not necessary for this application. They've actually already done a TOA that they performed themselves. That's in tab 3.4, their response to that. And basically what that said was is that the intersection of Warrington Road and 24 would operate acceptable levels of service based on the build-out of the Route 24 project. I'm sure you all are well aware of. DLDOT is planning to widen Route 24 along this corridor. This is the intersection of Warrington Road and 24. Our site is down here just off the corner of the page. And they're significantly expanding that section all the way down to Route 1. This is DLDOT's project display board, which has construction, mobilization starting based on their schedule. It says 2020, so and completion being September of 2020. So there is a significant infrastructure improvement that's planned there. And when DLDOT looked at our site with that improvement, they're showing that that intersection would operate at acceptable levels of service. There's been significant other studies that have been done in the area, which is their rationale for why an additional analysis isn't needed. They've really already done it themselves. Also related to DLDOT, we've had a lot of conversations with them about connecting a road through our site. If I go back to kind of just our overall aerial. So we had a number of meetings and discussions about connecting a road through the site, providing basically interconnectivity through the site, which would connect up here into this road. Their long-term plans actually have this road continuing at some point in the future, and then eventually this piece will be connected as well. But we've had a lot of discussions with them about how that road would be interconnected. And just as recently as yesterday and this morning, we're working towards a memorandum of understanding regarding that road and the interconnectivity and what it would be designed to and potentially becoming a public road. So those discussions are going very well, and we are working on a memorandum of understanding to that effect as we speak. So wanted to point that out. Other details about the site. The property doesn't have any wetlands on the site, as you can see. The site doesn't have any woodlands or wetlands on the property. We're not within the floodplain. There's no known archaeological sites on the property. Sewer, the property was recently brought into the Sussex County Sewer District, so it will be served by Sussex County Sewer. So we actually have a connection point in the adjacent medical facilities about in this general area here that we can connect to. And there's water right in front of the site, and we're in Tidewater's CPCN area. So really we have those utilities is covered. Soils are really good here for infiltrative practices, so we plan to utilize those when we get into the design component, and obviously we'll come back before planning and zoning. And that's consistent with the stormwater, and if you look at the adjacent site, they have infiltration practices that function very well there. So we will continue that through this particular site. With that, I think I'll hand it back over to Mr. Gibbs, and then I'll be here for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
think Mr. Cornwell indicated that the Planning and Zoning Commission reviewed this and did recommend unanimous approval of this change of zone. I will note BB Healthcare is one of the largest employers in the area, and under the I-2 strategies goals, it certainly is a local industry and business that can provide essential medical services to these surrounding communities. And it's an ideal location because it's an expansion of an existing facility. There are absolute growing needs in this sector of the economy, and there are numerous locations that are being expanded. But this dovetails nicely with BB's downtown Lewis facility and a further facility in Millville. It's an overall strategy to try to meet the needs in Sussex County, and BB's one of the forerunners in that. We're way ahead of the site plan situation, but they have superior land planning goals, and the proximity to Route 1 will allow a lot of service that is currently very difficult to get to at this location. It's extremely well located near Route 1 and 24 in corridors that are being expanded and improved. BB intends to commit significant resources and utilize superior architectural design to provide first-class healthcare services from this location. And as I said, with ideal access to the Route 1 corridor, which currently lacks that type of facility. I think that pretty much concludes. I do want to move for the to make a part of the record the presentation notebook and any of the exhibits that we have not specifically gone over. I know this the commission has a lot on its platter today, and we wanted to create a record, but we also want to know when to quit. So if there are any questions, we have myself, Mr. Ryman, and BB representatives to answer questions that anyone may have.
Just back to the interconnectivity. And Rod, you can say right there, how can we be assured, because it's been a goal of this council, with the traffic problems we have in this area, to get this stuff to work. Now, we can't make it a condition, right? We're still
correct.
Stuck with...
This is a change of zone.
I know. Okay. Again, where can we, the council, be confident that these negotiations you're having with DelDOT don't break down?
Yeah, so I do believe that with the new commercial zoning districts, and I don't know if it's specific in the I, but I believe in the new commercial zoning districts, and I don't know if I is included, the interconnectivity is something that is required.
Maybe we'll ask our planning director if she can shed light on that. I just want to know, we've been talking about it for so long. What are we going to get?
So the new commercial is a requirement for interconnectivity between commercial properties. I believe if it is not a requirement in the institutional, I would strongly believe that the Planning Commission would require it as part of their site plan review, because they have that purview to require that interconnectivity for other developments, not just commercial.
But the interconnectivity would be public interconnectivity. It wouldn't be a private interconnectivity.
That would be a function between the property owner and DelDOT, but my understanding is they are looking for a public interconnectivity between the properties.
Okay, I just was trying to find some assurance that we as a council, we approve this, we're going to get that.
So. I think they're going to use more helicopters to get in there.
Anyway, so you're anticipating, you as a director, would you be encouraging P&Z after this hearing to implement it? Or would the staff take recommendations to give to P&Z that we should have interconnectivity?
Staff would note that as part of the review of the site plan if the change of zone is approved. However, based on the current Planning Commission members, they would make note of that requirement as part of their review if staff does not recognize that.
What I would like to see at this point, if we're going to go through this kind of dance that we do here all the time, maybe the staff, from the direction of the county council, I don't know if there's a consensus that we say we would like you to make sure that the P&amp;Z is informed that the council would like to see that.
Yeah, we would definitely note there's an opportunity, and we would make sure that the Planning Commission is aware of that opportunity.
I just want to make sure it's in the mix. Okay.
Any other questions? If not, Mr. Gibbs, did you have anything else?
To the extent that any of my presentation would be considered just presentation by an attorney, I would ask Mr. Harmon if he can confirm if he heard anything that I stated as a matter of presentation of exhibits and so forth. Was that all consistent with your knowledge of this as the professional engineer on the
Yes, I'm Mr. Ryman, but Mr. Harmon was at PNC.
I'm sorry.
yes, all good.
Apologize.
Thank
Whoever
you.
You're talking to. Okay.
Jeff Harmon was here for the, right. for the prior. And I had his name all over my outline.
Is there anyone else? You can have a seat. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition?
There's a gentleman up standing up in the back way. No?
Okay. Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and council desires to close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council to close the public record. Ask Mr. Moore in a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an I-1 institutional district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 19.9136 acres, more or less, and for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. To grant change of zone number 1853. And for the reasons stated by planning and zoning in their hearing. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes, question.
Oh, excuse me.
Who is the farm owner of this piece of agriculture?
Who owns that?
Who's the farm owner?
I have no idea.
You guys should know.
Does it matter? I mean,
who was it?
Townsend
had it.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
That's good.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Based on the testimony from today's public hearing and planning and zoning's recommendation and the true need of medical needs and medical care in our community as we continue to grow, I absolutely will vote in favor of. So, yes.
Mr. Burton.
I vote in favor of the recommendation of planning and zoning's and from the testimony today.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote in favor of P&Z.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll vote yes. I'll just reinforce that it's important that we make sure we have this interconnectivity and stuff like that. Yes.
I also agree with the reasons of planning and zoning and testimony today, and I agree with Mr. Cole that roads are very important in that whole area, I think, so hope that will work. Although, yes, motion carried.
Okay. Thank you. The next matter, Mr. President, is change of zone number 1854 on behalf of Ferguson Enterprises, Inc. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C5 service limited manufacturing district for certain parts of land lying in being Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 5.306 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Route 9, approximately 937 feet east of Nassau Commons Boulevard. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 139. The 911 address is 32359 Lewis-Georgetown Highway. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing August 9th. At that time, the staff analysis, exhibit booklets, and other documentation were submitted into the record as part of the application. At that time, they deferred for further consideration. At their meeting on August 23rd, they did recommend approval of the change of zone from AR1 to C5 for reasons 1 through 8. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yes. Can we change the...
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Any further questions? If not, Mr. Fuqua?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney representing the applicant, Ferguson Enterprises. With me are Dave Gemmo, he's the area manager for Ferguson, and David Cuglish, who is the Bowler Engineering. An exhibit book was submitted that included the plus response, the environmental assessment, public facilities evaluation report, and some other relevant information. I did watch some of your morning session on the internet, so I know you've had a long day, and I know you have more work to do, so I will try to keep this as concise as I can. This is an application seeking to rezone 5.3 acres of a 6.76 acre parcel to commercial zoning. The parcel will be subdivided into two parcels, the 5.31 acre parcel and the 1.3 acre parcel. The land is currently zoned AR1, and the residual land, which contains the 1.3 acres, would remain as AR1. So what you see on that plan there, there's the corner where that house is, basically, would remain AR1. The land is located on the north side of Route 9. That's the Lewis-Georgetown Highway. It's about 2,500 feet west of the Five Points intersection. I can summarize our presentation in a few sentences. This land is surrounded by commercial zoning and uses. The land was originally zoned commercial by the county, and the only reason this land was rezoned from commercial to AR was that at some time in the past, the owner was concerned about paying higher taxes on commercial zoned property. As you know, the applicant has a responsibility of making a record, but that summary is basically the essence of our presentation. In addition, there is another unique aspect of this application. This application was filed in March of this year, and at the time it was filed, I was filing it as a CR1 zoning. As the council knows, in February, the council had amended the zoning ordinance to close the CR1 zoning district and it created the several new separate sub-districts. One of those was the C5 district, which is what we're requesting. However, when that ordinance was passed, it was not to be effective until July 1st. So I spoke with Janelle at that time, and she advised me that C5 would be the appropriate zoning request since the hearings were anticipated to be held after the effective July 1st date. I think the hearing before me for the BB Hospital was actually the first new zoning district that's come before you, and this will be the first or the second and the first using the commercial designations. The applicant, Ferguson Enterprises, is headquartered in Newport News, Virginia. Ferguson is the largest plumbing wholesaler in North America. It's a major distributor of HVAC equipment, waterworks, fire protection products, and industrial pipes, valves, and fittings. Ferguson has approximately 1,450 service centers and serves customers in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Ferguson is requesting this rezoning in order to build a new facility on the site. The use will be related to the HVAC equipment for heating and cooling residential and commercial buildings. The products include HVAC units, ventilation equipment, grills, registers, controls, sensors, fans, repair parts, and accessories. Ferguson's primary customers are contractors, those orders are delivered to building sites. However, equipment is purchased and picked up at the facility, and the business is open to the public with a retail counter. So the facility will be a combination warehouse, distribution, and sales center. The facility will replace an existing older facility that Ferguson currently has in Dagsboro. The new facility will provide a modern, expanded building located in closer proximity to much of the users of their equipment in many of the new development sites that are being developed in this area. The site is located in the Sussex County Unified Sewer District. It will be served by county sewer. The proposed connection point is at an existing sewer manhole located on Route 9. Water will be provided by a private on-site well. It is anticipated that the demand for water for domestic use is nominal, which would basically be for the office area of the building. For fire protection, there will be a water tank and pump area, and the building plans have already been reviewed and approved by the Farm Marshal's office. The site's stormwater management system will be designed and constructed in accordance with the DENREC regulations and approved by Sussex Conservation District. The system will utilize green technology and best management practices. It will consist of three infiltration basins along the south and northeast property lines. Runoff from the impervious areas will be captured in the basins and infiltrated into the ground, increasing groundwater recharge to the fullest extent possible. A subsurface exploration report was prepared by Geotechnology Associates, Inc., and the subsurface soils have been determined to be favorable for infiltration. A wetland delineation report was prepared by Envirotech Environmental Consulting, Inc., that determined that there were no wetlands located on the site, and according to the FEMA flood maps, the site is located in Zone X outside of flood areas. DLDOT reviewed the original request and determined that there would be no requirement for a traffic impact study. Because this is primarily a wholesale trade establishment, the daily trips, vehicle trips, are estimated to be fairly small, 49 vehicle trips ends per day, and that does not require a TIS. DLDOT did note that the proposed plan provides a substantial rear yard with no active use presently proposed. DLDOT indicated that if a future activity is proposed for that rear area, DLDOT will determine at that time if a TIS is required. The site entrance will be from Route 9 and, of course, will be designed and built to DLDOT standards. DLDOT will require an 11-foot right-of-way dedication along Route 9 to provide for additional right-of-way from the center line and an additional 15-foot permanent easement along the right-of-way, and the applicant will be required to construct a sidewalk across the site frontage in that easement area. The proposed site is basically cleared farmland. As I said, the existing home on the smaller parcel will be subdivided into a separate lot and will be retained by the owner. There are no known historic or cultural resources on the site, nor any endangered or threatened species. As you know, if this change of zone is approved, it will be subject to future site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission. However, we have prepared the basically conceptual site plan, and as I said, that would actually be presented to the Planning Commission. I'll just leave it at that. If you have any questions about it, I can go into more detail. In summary, the entrance is from Route 9. You can see the entrance comes in, goes back to the parking lot in front of the building, and then on the side of the building would be loading docks to the rear and the trash containers to the rear of the property. The building is approximately 120 by 219 feet, contains about 26,400 square feet of floor area. At the Planning and Zoning Commission, I incorrectly stated that the maximum height of the building would be 28 feet. The actual highest point of the roof of the building will actually be 35 feet, but that is less than the permitted 42 feet in the C5 district. The C5 district requires a minimum 60-foot front back, or 60-foot front yard setback, and the proposed building here basically is proposed to be set back approximately 250 feet from Route 9. And just for your information, the anticipated hours of operation are from 6:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to 12 on Saturday, and closed on Sunday. I wanted to give you that information. However, as you know, the only issue before you today is whether this site is appropriate for the commercial zoning being requested. The new C5 zoning district is called the C5 Service Limited Manufacturing District. Under the purpose section of the code, it states that the Service Limited Manufacturing District is designed to maintain and facilitate the growth and expansion of small-scale, light industrial, wholesale distribution, and personal services, and that uses permitted in this district must have a retail component. So wholesale trade establishments, distribution centers, and warehouses are a permitted use, and we believe that the C5 zoning designation is appropriate for the following reasons. The site fronts on Route 9, which, as you recall, is identified as a major arterial road in the subdivision ordinance. Major arterial roads are appropriate for this type of zoning and use. In fact, the zoning ordinance requires that large-scale commercial uses must be located on major arterial roads. And again, in eastern Sussex County, there are only two major arterial roads, and they are Route 1 and Route 9. Our site is in an investment level 1 and 2 under the strategies for state planning and spending. I'm sorry, state policies and spending. These areas are areas that are already developed, sewer is available, and development is expected and encouraged by state policy. The plus letter states that the Office of State Planning Coordination has no objection to the proposed rezoning and development of this project. Under the county comprehensive plan, the site is not only in the environmentally sensitive development area, which, of course, is one of the growth areas under the plan, but the site is also in the highway commercial area, which is another of the plans of growth areas. The plan describes the highway commercial area as areas of retail and service use that are mainly located along highways and as an appropriate and are appropriate for larger-scale commercial uses, not primarily targeted to residents of the immediate adjacent residential areas. As to the nature of the area, there are numerous commercial uses located in the vicinity of the site. They include the Shall We Bounce indoor trampoline park, Access Ride Transport, Rob's Auto Repair, RE Michael Company, Best Equipment, which is Southern States, and numerous other businesses at Nassau Commons, and a very tall transmission tower to the rear. Now, the reason that all those commercial uses exist in this area is that a large swath of land located, or a large swath of land, Zone C1 commercial, runs, as you can see, north on Route 1, and it continues on the north side of Route 9, which you can see running over. The original commercial zoning dates back to the county council's adoption of the original zoning map in Sussex County in 1970. So that land was originally zoned commercial as part of the original zoning for the county. And as I said, that area covers all of the land in our immediate area on the north side of Route 9 with one exception. And, of course, that exception is the parcel that's before you today. So if you look at the zoning map, you can see what is very unusual, and that is there's this one parcel of AR land that is surrounded by commercial land. So the obvious question is, why is that not commercial? And the fact is that that parcel was originally zoned commercial by the county as part of that original zoning map. However, in 1998, the owners of the parcel filed a rezoning application to rezone the 6.43 acres from C1 general commercial to AR1 agricultural residential. Now, I'm sure you recognize that that's an extremely unusual request in that it would eliminate all of the possible commercial uses of the parcel and also actually reduce the permitted density of the parcel from 12 units to 2 units per acre. I spoke with Mr. Beyer, who was the county attorney at that time, and he said that he and I believe several of the council members actually questioned the owners whether they really wanted to do that because it was such an unusual request. But Mr. Cole, you probably remember that, maybe.
weren't you that guy's attorney?
No, I was not. I wouldn't do something.
Just that he's been here that long.
It would never go against my principles. And basically, and this is stated in the Planning and Zoning Commission's minutes of that matter, the owners plan to continue farming this parcel of land, and they had concerns about paying higher taxes on the land if it was zoned commercial, and that was the sole reason that they were seeking the AR rezoning. So the only reason this land is not currently zoned commercial was the owners concerned about the increased taxes. As I stated at the beginning, the parcel is surrounded by commercial zoning and uses. The parcel was originally zoned commercial by the county, and it was just that tax question was the only reason the owners had it rezoned AR1. At the planning and zoning hearing, some residential owners across the route from Route 9, on the south side of Route 9, had some questions about lighting and signage. As you know, they are issues that would normally be dealt with at the site plan review. Our engineer did provide the representative with some information showing the sign design and also the site lighting design. And as indicated on that site lighting design, there's no measurable light intensity is anticipated to cross Route 9. It's a fairly sophisticated light layout. And in any event, both the signage and the lighting, of course, will have to comply with the county requirements and site plan review. The Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously recommended approval of the C5 rezoning request, and we would request your approval based on the reasons stated by the commission. And that would conclude my presentation, other than any questions you may have.
Any questions?
I got a couple. And you addressed the one lighting, you know, that shall we bounce. I think the LEDs are really what kind of changed everything. And it's bright. So there is a plan to shove the lighting away from Route 9?
Yeah, what I'll submit to you what we submitted to the representative of the neighbors, which basically is the lighting plan. And then I just blew up the front portion of that, and this shows the lighting intensity at different spots on the site. And you'll see all along the front, it's basically zero, other than the lights that would be where the sign is. Okay? And I will submit that to Mr. Moore.
Thank you.
And again, that would be something we would normally address at the site plan review by the Planning Commission.
The second thing I have is, did DLDOT, when they did the level of approval, did they address anything with possible dualization of 9? Is that why it's sitting back so far? Is it just the code of the level?
Yeah, that's purely designed by Ferguson.
Purely designed, but it wasn't a DLDOT recommendation?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. I have no further questions.
Too far back, right? That's too many years ago.
What?
No. 10 years ago, they never knew nothing like that. No dog wouldn't do it like that years ago.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Any other questions from council? Did you have anything else, Mr. Fuqua?
No, that's all we have to present.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? You're in favor?
Good afternoon. My name is Dan Donahue. I currently reside at Lewis Crossing. My home is going to be located directly across from the Ferguson facility on Route 9, so might be shocked to find a homeowner supporting this project. I want to commend Ferguson and also Bowler Engineering. We previously spoke at the Planning and Zoning Commission, and subsequent to that, they provided us with quite a bit of information on the lighting. And based on our review, it seems like they're really quite a bit ahead of what I would say the other commercial establishments are in Sussex County. And I would suggest to the council that you might want to use them as a role model if you go ahead and review the ordinance.